everybody. Welcome to Pretty Scary.
Pretty Scary Boo.
Pretty Scary Boo.
God damn it. You did great, both of you.
Thank you.
I know.
It makes me angry how well you did.
Tom and I knew that we were going to do it in unison without even talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. We just vibe, man.
I don't prep the guests. I don't know if people know that, but I have yet to tell a single guest that they're supposed to say Pretty Scary Boo. It's just such a beloved and well-known show that people know instinctively to say it.
We just know.
Anyway, I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. Joining me as co-host this week, my favorite co-host of all, no co-host, but I do have a couple of guests. Case in point, Tom Ryman.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tom, how's it going?
Pretty good. I love talking about missing billionaires' wives.
Yeah. Well, the missing wives of billionaires. Or is David Miscavige missing now, too? Is that how we're pronouncing it, Miscavige?
I've always heard it like Miscavige.
So have I.
Like, I think that's how they said it in Going Clear.
Okay. All right.
But also, Miscavige.
Yeah.
We can say it however we want. What's he going to do? Sue us? Maybe.
Yeah.
Sue us. Yeah. Have someone follow us.
Very litigious organization.
Hey, also joining us, you know her, you love her. Jen Scott's here.
Hello. I am the missing wife.
We've cracked
it's
the case.
Been me the whole time.
Quick episode. We can wrap this up now, right?
Done.
Just call him. Somebody's got him, right? You've got his number. Call him.
Thanks, everybody. We're done. Yeah, we're talking about the strange disappearance of Shelley Miscavige. Miscavige. You know what? I'm going Miscavige. It's what I came into this with. It's what I'm going out with. Miscavige.
We're all reading it miscarriage.
We're all thinking it.
Yeah.
Yep.
The miscarriage of his wife, right?
Ooh.
Carried her somewhere.
Yeah, she is the wife of Scientology leader David Miscavige. Does everyone remember Gerard Carmichael's joke? I believe it was at the Golden Globes, whichever award show he hosted.
I don't remember it specifically, but I remember that the joke was made. I don't remember what he actually said.
I don't remember it.
Tom Cruise had returned three Golden Globe awards. It doesn't matter. It was an award show. And Tom Cruise had previously returned three of the awards, I think, to protest the lack of diversity or something. And Gerard Carmichael was hosting, and he comes out with an armful of Golden Globes. And he's like, these are the Golden Globe awards Tom Cruise returned. I'm just wondering if we can exchange them for the safe return of Shelley Miscavige.
Damn.
And the room fell silent. And it's one of my favorite fucking award show moments ever. It was so great.
Pretty solid.
Yeah, it was up there with Norm Macdonald's joke about OJ at the ESPYs in 1995, immediately after that happened. I don't even remember the joke, but it was great. So yeah, Shelley Miscavige. First thing I failed to remember about this, because she's been missing
since 2007.
Yeah. And a lot of the uproar around it didn't start until 2014. And even then, it's 10 fucking years ago. We were all different people then.
It was a different world 10 years ago.
It was.
Big time.
Yeah.
Nothing's the same.
Yeah. She kind of lucked out. That was a good time.
To go missing?
Yeah. 2007 or 2014. Either way.
It was a great time to do a Bourne Identity for sure.
Yeah.
So that's probably what happened, right? She woke up floating in the ocean.
It's fucked up to go missing in 2007 and nobody cared for 7 years.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing about this, is she was gone for such a long time before anyone said anything.
Right, you wouldn't call her famous, but she's not well known. She's kind of a public figure.
Well, she was a figurehead at the time that she went missing, right? So
yes.
Fucking what the fuck? No one's like, for 7 years?
Yeah, the only reason I think this became as big of a story as it is because of Leah Remini.
Mm-hmm.
She was apparently the only person within Scientology for those 7 years who was like, where the fuck did Shelley Miscavige go? She just vanished. And she was the one constantly asking questions. And we'll link to a couple articles about this. In the more recent one, they go into a lot of detail about what Leah Remini went through in those years when she was still in Scientology, but also questioning where Shelley Miscavige was. And it was pretty rough. They do these things called sec checks, which is short for security, which annoys me to no end, just called a security check.
Yeah, that just sounds like you're checking on seconds.
Yeah, and you just get interrogated by Scientology goons for days on end. That's a sec check. And that apparently happened to Leah Remini a whole bunch.
What's a Scientology goon like?
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to picture, because they're very specific. It's like a dude that they just nag you, right? They nag you and gaslight you into doubting yourself. Isn't that kind of their whole MO?
Yeah, they're like, don't you want to be saved type shit?
And yeah, I think guilt is a big part of their scheme.
Yeah, like any MLM. My wife went through something similar with the LDS, Mormons.
Oh, shit.
They're also very aggressive when you try to leave. I'm telling this secondhand, so I'm going to keep details vague, but not in an obvious way, but they would cover her car with post-it notes. So it's like, we hope you come back, but really it's, we know where you are.
Yeah, that's creepy. I worked with a guy who was a devout Mormon, and he talked about it constantly, just preached about it all the time. Very annoying. And then one day, a girl we worked with asked if he wanted to smoke weed. And he was like, fuck yeah, I do. I was like, wait, you're a Mormon. You're not supposed to. He was like, man, fuck that. So just like that, just one girl wanting to smoke weed with him. He was like, no, no more. No more Mormon.
Actually, I'm good on that whole thing. Weed is the way.
Yeah. I mean, he made the right choice.
I was going to take a year off to explore myself and think about my decision, but I only needed like 5 minutes. That's fine. I made my choice.
Like, damn, it was really never important to you. I wonder, you could just put any religion in front of him and be like, all right.
So the disappearance of Shelley Miscavige is what led to the rift between Leah Remini and the Church of Scientology, which feels like that kind of thing where in retrospect, they're probably like, we should have maybe just told her.
Where she was, yeah. Because I guess I'll just ask this up front. What do we think happened to her? Because she hasn't been seen in public since 2007.
Right.
What do we think happened? I just wanted to kind of get the temperature of the room. Where's everybody's head at on this? Where do we think she is?
I think they just have her in one of their secret detention camps, which are things they have.
Well, people on YouTube claim she was found 2 months ago.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Because I looked it up and it's Growing Up in Scientology is the name of the account. And it says, Shelley Miscavige found in Petrolia, California. But I didn't watch it because it's a half an hour and I don't know if anything about it is true or if it's clickbait. It says found in California by a couple different YouTube accounts.
I feel like we would have heard more about it as opposed to it just being a YouTube thing.
Yeah, really weird. There's a couple different YouTube accounts and that's the only thing that there is.
How many views do those videos have?
This one has 200,000-ish, so a lot.
Is that enough? Is that enough, though? I don't feel like that's enough.
No. Everyone in the comments is like, oh, they are saying that she voted, therefore she exists.
Oh, okay.
So I guess she's just voting now.
Because it's not so much, I think, that people believe she's been killed. I think they believe she's just literally been locked away since 2007, because there is in that other article that we'll link to, there's a DMV picture from 2010. So she was at least alive as late as 2010.
Right.
Yeah. I think she's probably alive, just locked somewhere in a basement being Scientology'd.
Just being Scientology'd right in the face.
Yeah.
They showed those centers in Going Clear, didn't they?
Yeah, and they look just kind of like houses.
They look like dorms, yeah, if I'm remembering correctly.
It's not a remarkable facility.
No, it's not an obvious gulag or anything. It probably doesn't even look like an obvious gulag from the inside. That's what's so creepy about Scientology to me. It's very Stepford Wives. I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone episode.
So when Leah Remini left Scientology, one of the first things she did was file a missing persons report with the LAPD over Shelley Miscavige. And we'll go into more details later, but the always trustworthy and unbiable LAPD.
The unimpeachable Los Angeles Police Department.
They claim to have met with someone who was Shelley Miscavige and immediately closed the case and called the missing persons report unfounded. And for a lot of people, that's going to be enough. Just seeing that, a lot of people are just going to be like, okay, well, she's just off doing her own thing. Nothing to see here, but we'll get more into the LAPD's role in this later.
Yeah, it's not like the Scientology is a hugely influential organization with lots of money to throw around.
No, definitely not. The current mayor of LA definitely wasn't embroiled in a scandal for speaking at a Scientology event.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Speaking glowingly. And it was well past the time when we knew what Scientology was up to. It's not like it was 83 a few years ago.
He was like, these silly alien people, let's give him a speech.
See what he says.
Let's just see what happens.
That's one of my favorite things about Scientology, is that it took decades for that alien stuff to be entered into the lore. And imagine you're just thinking you're in a normal ass weird religion.
Classic normal ass weird religion. Right.
You just think you're in some normal run of the mill old guy sex cult. And then all of a sudden it's about aliens.
Yeah. And out of the blue, he's like, aliens.
This was about some old guy wanted to fuck teens on the ocean, but apparently it's aliens.
Now I'm out.
Yeah. Too far. It's a bridge too far.
Bridge
I was only
far.
Here for the fucking children, okay? I gotta go.
So, speaking of that, the details of how Shelley and David met isn't not creepy.
They met on a fuck boat.
I reread it several times because I was like, I'm sorry?
Didn't they meet on the Apollo? Didn't they meet on L. Ron Hubbard's fuck boat? Sea Org?
Yeah, they sure did.
Okay. Right, I thought I had it right.
Her parents were Scientologists and basically left her in the care of L. Ron Hubbard.
Ew!
That's like leaving your kid in the tiger tank.
It sure is. And yeah, she lived on Apollo, which was the boat L. Ron Hubbard lived on for a long time. So he could, you know,
evade prosecution.
Yeah, commit crimes in international waters with zero ramifications.
The fuck boat. Everybody loves a fuck boat.
Fuck boat.
No, I kept getting confused because I was like, okay, maybe I'm bad at reading, because was this guy older than her? They were the same age, right?
They're essentially the same age.
He's like a little bit older than I think.
He's 9 months older than her. So to his credit, there's at least not that element.
He seems to be an asexual being, I think.
Yeah.
Which is weird for meeting on a fuck boat.
Right?
Get it together.
It seems like they were both raised in Scientology. Definitely Shelley Miscavige, but also David Miscavige. He was doing Scientology auditing sessions by the age of 12.
Ugh.
He dropped out of high school at 16 to sign one of those billion-year Sea Org contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like the Doogie Howser of Scientology, basically.
Oh my God, he's a child prodigy.
Yeah.
He's the Doogie Howser of rolling on his friends, too. He gets into Sea Org, apparently, and the first thing he does is start narking on people. That's the reputation he gets at the Scientology training center in Clearwater, is a son of a bitch who stabs you in the back.
Yeah, he seems like a real piece of shit in every conceivable way.
What, you guys don't like rats?
Go figure.
Everybody has to have one scumbag in their group of friends. It keeps things interesting.
If you don't have one guy who's really mean and telling on everyone, then what is your friends group?
You don't hate the government enough if there's not a rat in your friends group.
You're not doing your civic duty. Yeah.
I have never said anything more untrue. I'm so sorry. I am anti-rat.
Pro-rat. Roll on your friends. Drop that dime.
Throw them under the bus.
And that was seemingly David Miscavige's whole thing.
Oh, yeah. He loves it. She loves dropping dimes on people.
Yeah. If you're not being a devout enough Scientologist, he was going to let somebody know. So by the age of 21, he is appointed the head of L. Ron Hubbard's All Clear team, which was a group of people who took on the many legal challenges that came Scientology's way over the years through various means, some illegal, some highly illegal.
I'm going to say high legal for some reason. Some illegal, some high legal. I was like,
some federal felonies and some crimes against humanity.
Yeah, we mentioned on one of the previous Scientology episodes we did, L. Ron Hubbard has to have something on the government, or had to, because when they came knocking and started arresting people in the 70s and 80s, he avoided prosecution every time. He was named as an unindicted co-conspirator a couple times. But since when, in a situation like that, does the government not want to take down the biggest figure in it all? He's a former military guy. He was military intelligence.
Yeah, I've heard that rumor. That wouldn't surprise me. Doesn't he have dirt on the FBI guy or something? Hoover?
I think I heard the Hoover thing.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure I had remembered it correctly.
Yeah, who knows?
What's the theory there?
Got some kind of dirt on him or something.
That just sounds so arbitrary. He's just got dirt on Hoover. That sounds like a vacuum commercial.
I mean, Hoover was a huge piece of shit too. So
yeah,
don't doubt that there's dirt to be had on him.
L. Ron Hubbard, didn't he drop depth charges during World War II? Wasn't that him? From his private boat?
From his private boat?
Wasn't that him? Who am I thinking of?
Was it a fuck boat, though?
Oh, man, it might have been a fuck boat.
Was he still in the military in World War II, though?
Let me see what I'm thinking of. Oh, yeah, it wasn't on his private boat. It was while he was in the military.
Oh, okay.
He was on a patrol boat. He was relieved after the Yard Commandant wrote that Hubbard was not temperamentally fitted for independent command. But in 43, he was given command of a submarine chaser. He believed he had detected an enemy submarine only 5 hours into his cruise and spent the next 68 hours just fucking dropping bombs on the ocean.
And I think it's in dispute as to whether there was actually...
They don't think there was ever a submarine there. He was just being a maniac. Anyway, so that's that guy.
That's amazing.
Sorry, I thought it happened during his Sea Org days. Not, anyway.
So, yeah, by most accounts, David Miscavige, huge asshole. He met Shelley when she was 15. But again, to his credit, he's only 9 months older, so it's fine.
Why they're both alone on L. Ron Hubbard's boat probably deserves a closer look.
Yeah, that's the creepy part. I was making sure that that was the only creepy part. Go ahead.
So they started dating around 1978. They married in 82 and immediately became the it couple within Scientology. And I should mention, a lot of this first part comes from a kind of famous Vanity Fair article that was published in 2014, right after Leah Remini started going public with her accusations. And I think it's still probably the best rundown of events, because here's the thing, not a ton of updates since 2014.
Not if you're a weird, obscure YouTuber.
Right. She voted.
We found the vote. How?
Dragging the vote out of Saddam's bunker. It's got a beard.
The vote.
Yeah, the vote.
It's probably a mail-in vote, too.
And the real character of the story was the vote. Okay, what?
So when L. Ron Hubbard died in 1986, David Miscavige took over.
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. to a real one. David Miscavige took over as Scientology's new leader. His first order of business was to give Shelley a new job title, COB assistant, because apparently his title is chairman of the board at Scientology, COB.
That's a thing that most religions have.
Yeah, absolutely.
A chairman of the board.
Classic.
How they keep tax exempt status every year. They have a chairman of the board. Anyway.
This Vanity Fair article makes kind of a big deal out of the fact that Shelley's duties in that job would change from day to day. And it's like, you read the assistant part, right? What assistants do. They were like, sometimes she's getting coffee, other times she's, and it's like, yeah, yeah, that's, she's an assistant. That's, it's in the job title. They assist. So that part's fine. That didn't feel as weird as they made it out to be.
I'll defend David Miscavige that much.
Yeah.
He did have an assistant.
He did need coffee.
She was his assistant and his wife.
You win this one, Miscavige. And so people described them at that time as a very odd couple who, it's not just that they weren't affectionate toward each other, they didn't touch at all in public, even not just when it was a Scientology event, but just even behind closed doors, hanging out with friends. They just did not interact at all.
You guys never touch. How did you meet? On a fuck boat. Oh, okay.
Scientology does have weird rules about that kind of stuff.
Asking questions.
That, yes.
They're weird. It's very prudish in Sea Org.
Yeah, it's very Handmaid's Tale. I don't know if they still do it, but at one point, unless I just heard this as a rumor, but Scientology required women to be silent when they give birth.
I remember reading that. That was like 10 years ago or more, but I do remember reading that.
Ew.
Yeah, so if they're getting up to that kind of shit, they're doing some weird stuff.
Because I remember that question being asked about Katie Holmes. Are they going to make Katie Holmes be silent for the birth?
So nevertheless, Shelley was super possessive of David. She at one point cornered a Scientology member whose wife was known to wear really tight tank tops and said this, "Get your bitch, cunt, fucking whore wife away from my husband. She's always hanging her tits in his face." End quote.
I personally love the creativity of she's always hanging her tits in his face. Also, if someone's doing that, that's weird. Hanging tits in someone's face. Okay.
Just dangling them over his head.
I was trying to think about the physics.
Like Scientology favorite Tom Cruise in the film Mission Impossible. Just hanging from the
down from the ceiling. Yeah.
Tom Cruise is hanging his tits in my face. I can't get any work done. No, but Shelley Miscavige sounds pretty cool in that story.
Yeah, she sounds really nice and cool.
Kicks open the door. Says the most antagonizing thing you've ever heard.
Also, up until this point, this is the only thing we know she said.
Yeah, she hasn't spoken before as far as we know, because she's not allowed
coffee,
to.
She's chairman boarding, assisting, and she's screaming at other women. That's what we know about her.
Hell yeah.
Why are we trying to find her?
Apparently, over the years, she started taking on more and more of David Miscavige's characteristics and traits, especially as it related to how she treated the people around her. Yeah, so she seems like turned into kind of a monster.
Turned into David Miscavige, sounds like.
Yeah, and there's people in this article who defend her, and they're like, but you could tell deep down she was a nice person.
Doubt it.
Could you?
I don't know if you could. I bet if you were the one on the end of that abuse, you couldn't tell that deep down she was a nice person.
Yeah, what a nightmare it must be to be in this club. And then when you find out it's aliens, that's got to be really... just like fucking aliens, really? Oh,
that would be my favorite part. I'd be like, let's go more into the aliens. I'm here for the aliens and none of this.
When can I meet an alien?
If you'd have led with the aliens, I'd have given you more money.
They should really be on the street being like, who wants to know about aliens?
Right. Who wants to go to space? Who wants to go to space and fight Xenu?
I saw a book the other day at Blast from the Past, which is a vintage toy and collectible store in Burbank. And the title was The Truth About UFOs. And I shit you not, the book was about 85 pages long. Imagine buying that book and thinking, yep, the answer is going to be here in these 85 pages.
Condensed entirely in 85 pages.
That simple. 85 pages is all you need.
That's it.
Schematics too, huh? Wow.
What's weird about that? Maybe the font's really, really small.
Maybe it's an alien font.
I hope it's just pictures. I hope it's just pictures. That's a UFO. That's a UFO.
It's just the same dude pointing at it in each one. Like.
So David Miscavige, he developed a reputation as a ruthless leader who would sometimes, and this part's important, send his perceived Scientology enemies off to secret detention facilities described by Vanity Fair as, quote, North Korean-style re-education camps.
Huh.
And inside those camps, it is claimed that you survive on beans and rice, and you do menial tasks and hard labor all day, and you do that for as long as they want you to. Sometimes the menial tasks, it is claimed, include cleaning bathrooms with your tongue, which at that point, I'd be like, just kill me. Just fucking kill me. I'm not going to clean a bathroom with my tongue. Nope.
I think at that point, that would finally be really, you know what, guys? I'm not playing anymore. It's fine. I'm just going to go home. What's going on?
The problem is they don't let you.
Yeah.
At that point, that's someone's kink. I'm sorry. Someone in charge is fucked up and is like, yeah.
David Miscavige. I think we know who that someone is.
That's what he likes, is he likes to watch people do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's at least part of it.
He looks a little like the Geico gecko in the face.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Very lizard-like face. Anyway, I'm sure I'm going to get sued for that.
Ooh. No, he looks like a real person and not a rat.
Are you saying he's a lizard person?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm saying he appears. He has the appearance of a lizard.
Oh.
He's 5'3".
Oh, shit.
We love to see it.
That's what happens when you grow up on a boat in international waters.
You're short?
Instead of around food and vitamins and things. Probably had scurvy most of his life.
He has the most curved bones of any human.
Also, someone hates him. That came up as the quick Google facts.
5'3". Can make his wife disappear, but he can't make that go away?
Yeah, no.
It took us forever to figure out Tom Cruise was short.
That did take a long time.
It took about 10 years. Yeah, it took a little while.
Stallone, too, it took a little bit.
Tom Cruise is a full 4 inches taller than him.
Oh, damn. You know he hates that.
And just imagine Tom Cruise towering
over you. That's 4 inches is a lot.
This guy's a wiener.
Tom Cruise walks in the room like, hey, little man.
He's only my height, 5'7".
He's 5'7".
Tom Cruise might be the tallest guy there.
He might be.
Yeah, because he didn't grow up on that boat. He had vegetables as a kid.
Oh, wait, Travolta's a little tall, isn't he? He seems tall in Saturday Night Fever, but maybe that's just because he's pointing.
When did they get him, I wonder?
He was the first one they got. They got him in the 70s, right after, I think, Saturday Night Fever blew up. They got Tom in the 80s when he was with Mimi Rogers, I think.
Yeah, it was Mimi Rogers who got him into Scientology.
But John Travolta was their first big attempt at having a superstar emissary to mainstream media.
So one of these facilities that they have, these secret facilities, one of them is called The Hole.
Sweet.
Tight.
Oh, and it gets better.
Every church has a facility called The Hole.
I love The Hole.
That is where sometimes David Miscavige would send people to literally fight for their jobs. And I don't know, that's kind of cool.
That's pretty sweet, man.
I'd watch that. Because also, if you lose, you win. Does that mean you get kicked out of Scientology if you lose? Fuck yeah.
I assume so.
Yeah, that's going to be a blessing in disguise. So no one ever reported seeing David be physically abusive towards Shelley, but he was very verbally abusive in public and was prone to violence to the point that he once punched a Scientologist who was doing an auditing session with him. So you know he was fucking beating her behind the scenes.
Imagine getting punched by someone who's 5'3".
Yeah.
Man, that's like getting bit by a rabbit.
Because I...
You're like,
ah! Googled Elrond's height and he's 6 feet tall. And I just was like, damn, there goes that. That they're all short.
Yeah, that would have been neat. There's also the story of Shelley's mom, speaking of her taking on David Miscavige's traits. Granted, it seems like Shelley had a very shitty childhood. Reminder, her parents just dropped her off with L. Ron Hubbard in the ocean.
Right.
Like later.
For summer camp in the middle of the ocean.
And so at one point, her mom joined this Scientology splinter group that was in opposition to David Miscavige. They criticized what the Church of Scientology had become. And David Miscavige didn't like that. But fortunately, a few months after that, she turned up dead by suicide. So it wasn't a problem for him anymore. Suicide, meaning she shot herself four times in the head and chest with a long rifle.
Oh, normal. Normal rules.
What?
And the police ruled that a suicide.
Adam, really? Really? That's...
Yeah, is that real?
Yeah.
That's what the police report says?
Her death was ruled a suicide, and she was shot in the head and chest with a rifle four times.
You know what? Believe women. It seems like maybe she was just trying to be creative and different. I don't know.
Like the coroner pulling over the sheet very sadly. Yas, queen.
You shot yourself four times with a long shotgun. Wow. Wow. She really did that. Pop off.
Yeah, either that or, you know, he was probably sexist about it and was like, women are terrible shots. Oh, my God.
If I was going to shoot myself with a long nose gun, I'd get it done in one.
She had to have some reach to shoot herself in the chest with a rifle.
You'd need one of those grabbers.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or someone to help you by pulling the trigger.
Right, yeah. Or murdering you.
Yeah.
Someone to assist you by shooting you when you're not looking.
Guys, she didn't need any help from anyone. She's an independent woman.
When Shelley heard about this, her response was, well, good riddance to that bitch.
Wow.
Not even trying. Not even trying. That's
that was her mom, right?
That was her mother.
Shelley said that about her. We actually know that Shelley said that.
It's according to a Scientologist who knew her.
Okay, but it's not like David said that, or it was in an official Scientology newsletter or something.
Yeah, she didn't hold a press conference.
Quote me on that.
It's going to be my only comment. Thank you.
I hated my mom and her creativity.
I just wanted to make sure that quote didn't come from David. You know, like, oh yeah, she said this, man. It was wild.
No, I don't think so. So according to this Vanity Fair article, the circumstances behind her disappearance start in late 2006. That's when David Miscavige tasks her with reorganizing the corporate leadership at Scientology. They call it the org board.
Normal religion stuff again.
Every church has one.
They're kind of bad at names.
You know how every church has a navy?
Yeah, exactly. Why wouldn't a church need a navy? Especially if your God lives on a boat in the ocean. So the org board, during this process of reorganizing the org board, it's claimed that she did two things that upset David. One, she disseminated this new org board and all the details in foreign. I know I can't keep saying org board.
Org board.
Org board. She handed out all this information, told people their new jobs, and didn't run that by David. So he was unhappy about that. Also, they were renovating their home, and during that process, some of David's stuff needed to be moved. So she boxed it up and had it moved to a temporary housing facility. That's it. That is apparently what got Shelley Miscavige sent off to a fucking Scientology labor camp.
For like 20 years now. Okay, so she put his stuff temporarily in storage, some of his stuff temporarily in storage.
Yes.
While the place was getting renovated. And she distributed an organizational workflow chart.
Yes, without clearing it with him. She didn't clear either of those things with him.
Sounds like a hell-worthy trespass.
Yeah, exactly.
David is such a piss kid.
No kidding, man. Arch piss kid.
And so shortly after that, she was stripped of all of her jobs within Scientology. She was assigned a handler when her dad died, and she had to go out to go to his funeral. They sent someone with her to monitor her.
Every church sends a goon with you to your father's funeral. Take the goon.
Goon supervision.
Someone who was at that funeral claims they pulled her aside in the bathroom because they had been declared an SP, a suppressive person. And they asked Shelley if she could help. And what they claimed she responded was, "Listen to me, I fucked up and I'm not going to be able to help you."
Damn.
Apparently, people claim she, from this point on, for as long as she was still around, at least, was really withdrawn and sullen and stopped letting people do shit for her and was just like, "I fucking blew it. I blew it." And jeez. Again, it was Leah Remini who went the hardest when it came to making people aware of all this, because she just up and disappeared. These couple of things happen and then she's just gone. And the only person asking questions about it, it seems like, was Leah Remini. And she brought it up at Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' wedding in 2006, apparently.
Whoa.
And was just like, "Where's Shelley?" Because she assumed, you know, this is a big...
She might be there, right?
Yeah, Scientology deal.
You would assume Miscavige was there, yeah.
She wasn't even saying it in an accusatory way, but apparently someone at that wedding, when she asked that question, was like, "You don't have the rank to ask where Shelley is." God damn.
Self-report. Jesus Christ. They know where she is.
Clearly, yeah. Kind of sounds like you know where she is.
Yeah.
And you don't want me to know.
I'm going to start using that when people ask me questions I don't want to answer. You don't have the rank to be asking me that. Level up.
So the speculation at the time was that Shelley Miscavige was being held again in one of these secret outer bases. They have one called Trementina Base in New Mexico, which doubles as a repository for all of L. Ron Hubbard's writings.
What's a repository? It's
like a warehouse.
Describe one.
It's like a warehouse.
Just filled with his writings? Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I've
never been to a location called that.
It's like a storage unit, but a huge one.
It's a very literary word.
His writings are allegedly engraved on steel tablets and entombed in titanium casings and buried in underground vaults at Trementina Base. But people think Shelley is at a base called Twin Peaks, they sometimes call it. They sometimes call it Rim Forest. Those are both the names of nearby towns. Yeah, Rim Forest, right?
Yeah. Too many hell jokes yeah. are in my head. I can't pick one.
Or they sometimes call it CST, which means Church of Spiritual Technology.
Like ghost-busting equipment?
Yeah, yeah. Stuff to capture spirits. Probably their wacky e-meters.
Yeah, contain a ghost, yeah.
Thank you for calling Rim Forest. How can I help you?
The e-meters that the FDA made them put warning labels on in the 60s that say this is a novelty toy. It's not a medical device. And they kept thriving after that, which is amazing.
You know how fucked up you have to be for the FDA in the 1960s to be like, hold on.
Yeah, to get raided by the FDA, like these fucking nerds kicking your door in. Do they even have guns?
No, not in the 60s.
Kitchen implements.
Just nautical equipment. They're going to throw sextants at them.
Hanging titties. So this facility, the Twin Peaks facility, includes a luxurious log cabin that is meant to be where L. Ron Hubbard will live when he returns. And another structure meant to house people like David Miscavige and Tom Cruise in the event of a nuclear war. So Shelley's safe from nuclear war. We know that. That's good. She'll be there when L. Ron comes back, which has to be any minute now, right?
I feel safe, though. That covers a lot of ground, right? Because technically L. Ron is also safe from nuclear war.
That's true.
You know.
Because he's dead.
Because he's dead.
No way.
And the entire facility is surrounded by armed guards, infrared cameras, and spiked fences. Here is a quote from a former Scientologist who lived at Twin Peaks for 7 years. Quote, "You really don't have contact with other Scientologists at all. It's a good way to have somebody disappear."
So he didn't like his wife anymore. And rather than divorce her, he just wants to keep her here indefinitely, right? That's probably...
Yeah.
His image can't take the scandal of it, I guess.
Yeah, kind of like that thing where until like the 40s or 50s, you could have your wife committed for just being a bitch about dinner or something.
Oh, yeah. No Fault Divorce wasn't even a thing until like the 70s, right?
Yeah, there's an episode of The Twilight Zone. I posted this clip on my Instagram and the caption said, this is how granddad used to argue with grandma back in the day. But this man is arguing with this woman and she shuts herself in the bathroom and he knocks on the door and talks her out of it. And is like, come on, let's just talk about this. And she finally comes out and he walks her outside and a cop car pulls up and he just opens the door and pushes her in, slams the door and the police drive off.
I've seen that one. Yeah.
That is, every time I see that, I'm like, that was a real thing. That was a real thing. And if you're a Scientologist, you can do it now.
It's still a thing. Yeah, jeez. You know how your church needs a highly defended, militarized doomsday bunker? Every church needs one of those.
Every church. Every
Send
church.
Send her to Rim Forest to never be heard from again.
Yeah.
It's the repository, duh.
Send her to get a rim job at the repository.
Sounds like a nice favor they did her.
And there is this suggestion that Shelley Miscavige wants to be there. And she knows she fucked up in the eyes of her church.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
The way people explain it is no matter what she feels for her husband, she still thinks L. Ron Hubbard is God.
That's an important thing to keep in mind that I have forgotten this entire episode is that these people, David Miscavige maybe, but a lot of these people are genuine believers, like true believers. And Shelley sure seems to be a zealot. So it's important to keep in mind that that's a could be a huge component or a huge factor in all this.
Yeah.
Although I'm suspicious of how much David actually believes it. But I guess maybe because he was a hot young Scientology superstar, right? Before he even got into a position where he could be in power. So maybe he does believe it. I don't know.
And if you're him, all you got to do is look around. You have all this money. You have all this power. Of course, Scientology is real.
Yeah, you'd be like, yeah, I think I believe in this. Since I get all this money, right? Yeah, I believe this.
Seems like it's working for me. Why isn't it working for you? So here's one last quote from Mark Headley, a former Scientologist, about he's talking about Shelley Miscavige. She's probably the one person who could just end it tomorrow. If she just walked away from the whole craziness and said, okay, this is where all the fucking bodies are buried. This is what we did with this. This is what he did with that. Let's fucking burn it down. It would be done. End quote. I don't know if I believe him.
Yeah, it's a pretty misogynist organization, right? So as soon as David gets in charge, he immediately makes Shelley his secretary. But she was in charge. I don't know. You would assume she knows some shit, but maybe, I don't know, maybe not.
If she tries to leave, they'll probably kill her. What?
Yes, exactly. I mean, either way.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things they meant about the Twin Peaks camp is that escaping would very much be like escaping prison. You're going to have to get past armed guards. There's a lot of things they do to keep you in.
What happens in the repository stays in the repository.
Exactly.
They always say that.
And also the other reason I don't know if I believe what he's saying is it does seem like there is a high degree of law enforcement cooperation when it comes to Scientology. We just talked about how Shelley Miscavige's mom's death was ruled a suicide by the police, even though she was shot four times with a rifle.
She was killed like Santino Corleone. It's a suicide.
Suicide, clearly. And there's also the LAPD's role in Shelley Miscavige's disappearance. We'll link to another article. This one is more recent. It's from 2023. It's a writer named Yashar Ali, writing for an outlet called The Reset. And their article goes into a little more detail about the LAPD supposedly making contact with Shelley Miscavige. And the craziest detail is, one, they met her at a cafe instead of meeting her at a police department like police normally would. But they got her fingerprints and they took those fingerprints and ran them through the fingerprint database, and they were not able to conclusively match them to her fingerprints on file at the DMV. So, of course, at that point, the police went and got another set of fingerprints. Just joking. They closed the case, and publicly said Leah Remini's missing persons report was unfounded and said the case was closed. We talked to Shelley Miscavige and she's fine, even though they got fingerprints and those fingerprints did not match. That's shady. That's very shady.
I'm worried for Leah Remini, like, all the time.
Yeah, it is surprising that nothing has happened to her. I mean, I'm sure things have happened.
Yeah.
But she's not dead. That's good.
Yeah, they just do the thing that they always do, is they shore up and deny. They call everybody a crackpot or arguing in bad faith, and they just deny, deny, deny.
Yeah. And the LAPD also never told Shelley Miscavige or whoever they met with that a famous Hollywood actress filed a missing persons report on her behalf. I think you'd want to run that by the person and be like, hey, you know Leah Remini from King of Queens and other projects? She's concerned about you. They didn't have that conversation with whoever they talked to. They never asked the person why people would say she went missing or what prompted her to go missing. Never asked any of that. And they also never told Leah Remini that they found Shelley Miscavige. Leah Remini found that out in the media.
It was her missing persons report.
Yes.
Cops are so cool.
They're pretty sweet, yeah. I like how they're looking out for us.
I love the way they just don't even do their jobs. It's pretty admirable.
It's pretty chill. Really iconic.
Yeah.
And that was when the LAPD issued their statement and called her missing persons report unfounded. So that's got to give you a little bit of pause if you're thinking, well, if we can just get Shelley Miscavige out into the open, then this will all be dealt with. You never know. The LAPD might just shut it down because that seems to be what they do.
Yeah, it seems like Scientology is pretty dug in out there. Seems like it's real difficult to really hold them to account for anything.
They're slippery.
Which is crazy because their numbers have to be dwindling, right?
I don't think so, dog.
Are people still joining?
I guess. Wasn't Leah Remini, wasn't she also second generation? There's people who are still being raised in Scientology.
Definitely. And also there's the big, big center in Hollywood. And they are working at all of the places that are surrounding it. And it's a real awkward time.
Creepy.
Uh-huh.
Creepy. Yeah, the Scientology building is beautiful.
It's
so pretty.
It creeps me out, man.
Real
it just
creepy.
Creeps me out. It's like Return to Oz or something. Yeah, it looks nice, but there's a headless lady in there.
It's also right next to a bunch of hospitals.
Oh, yeah.
The Children's Hospital and Cedars-Sinai. And I think that that's weird, too.
Yeah, I don't love that.
And they have those little security robots that drive around the outside on the sidewalk.
I like that. I like those security robots.
Every church needs one of those.
Four or five.
Just scumbag R2-D2, just a shitty fascist trash can.
So I know it's not like the LAPD to fuck things up.
It's really surprising.
Yeah, in a way that makes it seem like they're working directly with criminals. But hey, here we are. Go figure. And that's our episode. I'm sorry we didn't find Shelley Miscavige. I felt like we were gonna.
It's all your fault.
We tried.
The people listening. It's their fault.
It's all y'all's fault.
I was hoping to get her on this episode by the end, but
we got to hit those YouTubers up, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. The ones who found her at the voting booth.
See if they have her fingerprints. See if we can get
show
the vote on.
The vote.
Yeah. Show us the vote.
Yeah. Who did she vote for? That might play a role in how much I care about if she's found.
Yeah. Also, what is she voting for? Like a local election? What's happening?
Yeah, she's really invested in the school board.
Yeah.
They probably are.
Yeah. Do they send kids to public school? Scientology?
Probably not.
I think you get educated in that big, beautiful building.
Oh, well, that part's cool at least.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
So, hey, thank you both for doing the pod. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
What do we have to plug before we get out of here? Save 20% on your lifetime membership to Scientology when you use code PRETTYSCARY at checkout. Also, adamtoddbrown.substack.com. Go read my writings, you fools. And that's all I got. Jen, what do you got to plug?
It's finally happening. I am fucking vlogging, as many people have wanted me to for so long, which, what a weird thing to have to say. But it's happening, so soon I'll be posting about that. So pay attention to my Instagram, because I will be posting vlogs on YouTube soon.
Tom.
Sweet. Check out patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's the podcast and streaming network I do with David Bell. We do streaming and movies and podcasts, all sorts of fun stuff. So check that out.
And I think that's it. Let's get the fuck out of here. Tom, say goodbye.
Bye.
Jen, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.